So if charity is more of not just an activity, but also mentality, then if we just give automatic checks every month, we are not even be conscious of it.
We are not even giving checks.
It's like automatically it doesn't mean that
people don't even come to know.
We are not even come to know. I don't think anyone is so transcendental that they don't come to know. We are surely conscious about where our money is going. It is just that we may not be consciously doing anything to add to that. I think there is something which is contextually variable in the practice of bhakti. That means, there's a principle of offering devotion, principle of practicing devotion that is eternal. But the practice of devotion specifically may vary. So, we may not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his Sankirtan party playing harmonium or playing various kinds of drums which might be played now, But that is this context shift. Essential intent is devotion. So, depending on the timely circumstance, the way bhakti we practice will vary. So, in the past, for example, people would not hear classes through the internet. But now that's what people do. And in fact, most of our people hear classes, especially as many devotees, their primary hearing is when they are driving to work. And they do hear a reasonable quality. And then they will get nourished by that. That may not be the way it has been done in the past. It has been done differently. But that is just the process, the way, the form in which it is done will be. It just says, directly devotional activity like hearing can be done in different ways than what they were done earlier. So similarly, charity can be done differently. And as far as being consciously aware of things, as I said, we will always be aware of at some level where the Lakshmi is going. But along with that, the conscious awareness is also ultimately meant to create a commitment. And all relationships center on commitment. No, if a husband cannot say, I like you, cannot say to his wife, I like you, so you are my wife. I don't like you, so you are not my wife. No, a relationship is based on commitment. That's why a relationship with Krishna is also based on commitment. And if we are making commitment, that yes, I'll be, and annually I'm going to give some Lakshmi, that commitment itself indicates seriousness. And that we are not consciously aware of it, and at the forefront of our consciousness, that doesn't matter if we are otherwise also doing activities by which we are practicing bhakti. So it is a convenient way by which we can ourselves make sure the charity gets done, and as you said, from the temple or the recipient's perspective also, it's a reliable source. So, one of the important principles of bhakti is that desha kala bhavat, upon time, place, circumstance, certain formats in which bhakti is performed can be achieved. And this is quite a favorable change which enables us to perform bhakti conveniently and for others also to receive charity conveniently.